Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, folks. Big weekend in Death Valley this weekend. The number 3 Texas A&M Aggies travel to number 20 LSU. And the A&M Aggies find themselves with a 7-0 start and 4-0 in conference play. The Tigers are at 5-2, 2-2 in conference play. Here to talk to us about it, Chris Blair, the voice of the LSU Fighting Tigers. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Noah. Good to be with you again.
Chris, exactly what we talked about last week and concerns about containing Pavia, and he did it again.
Yeah, he's a dynamic player, Noah. I mean, you know, we talked about it last week on the show. He felt like to me, and he may end up being the most dynamic dual threat quarterback LSU's defense will see all season. He won't be the last dual threat quarterback, of course. They've right. got one coming up this weekend. But, you know, when I look at Lenore Sellers from South Carolina, when I look at Kate Klubnik in the opening game against Clemson, and even scouting Marcel Reed, I just think Pavia is a different dynamic. And again, he's got a pretty good cast around him, and I think that's the biggest difference in Vanderbilt this year. He's going to make those kind of plays, but he's got other guys that make plays. And, you know, in the first half last week, I thought it was his passing ability to extend plays, move the pocket, and then he was able to hit Cole Spence and Stowers, his tight ends, and I think they combined for 13 catches on the day. So, again, he's a little bit different.
Yep. This game presents some interesting challenges. One, LSU's 2-2. LSU is 2-2 in conference play. The Aggies
this call
are
is no longer being recorded.
The Aggies are 4-0. So, what is this game has a lot of meaning for LSU, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, there's no more margin for error. I mean, you know, we talked about it on Monday prior to the press conference. You know, a lot of people feel like, especially out of the SEC, that there's a shot that it's going to be hard for anybody to go undefeated. It's going to be very difficult for anybody to again maybe go a little said and done. But because of the strength of schedule, because of the talent, everything that goes into it, you've got a shot maybe to get into the top 12 college football playoff at 9-3. And that's not a guarantee. You know, we saw last year that wasn't good enough, but this year it might be. So you look at the schedule that's remaining, starting with this big matchup with Texas A&M, then you get the off week, then you got to go take on a what I think is an Alabama team playing as good as anybody in the country after week one. Then you've got Oklahoma to end up the season. You got an Arkansas team that's revitalized with interim coach Bobby Petrino. They're scoring a lot of points. So it's all there, but again, you got to win out. And, you know, I think that's the sense of urgency that's inside the football building. These guys on the team don't need Coach Kelly to tell them that. They don't need the radio guy to tell them that. They don't need fans to tell them that. They're well aware that right now it is do or die. Got to win.
So what are the challenges for LSU relative to A&M? They gave up a boatload of points to Arkansas last week. They were able to eke that win out. But, you know, they come in 7-0. They're feeling strong.
Yeah, I mean, I think it starts defensively, the challenge that Texas A&M brings. And I know it's you think, well, Chris, I just told you, 45-42, they got by Arkansas last week. But this is a defense that is really good. And you know, Mike Elko, the head coach of Texas A&M, immediately following the game last week said, you know, you can ask me about defense. I'm paraphrasing, of course. But there was nothing even closely reminiscent of what a Texas A&M defense is supposed to look like on the field tonight. So there's really no need to discuss it. So that tells me I don't think they're going to have another game where they make mistakes to open up you know, things for the opposing offense. Now, that being said, LSU's got talent all across the field on the offensive side of the ball, but they've got to use it, and they've got to maximize it. This is a defense. When you look at the struggles for LSU, going back in the two losses against Ole Miss and Vanderbilt, albeit on the road, it was third down. It was both third down defensively and third down offensively. The inability to stay on the field, move, and score touchdowns on offense. And then on defense, they just couldn't get off the field. And this is an A&M defense, and I've told people all week long, I've had to go check multiple sources because I thought it was a misprint originally. Texas A&M leads the SEC, second in the nation. They're allowing opponents about 13.5%, 14% efficiency on third down. And when I say they lead the SEC, Newell, the second best defensive team on third down is way, way on down the list from 14%. So to me, it starts there. It's going to have to be a very efficient game offensively, and they've got to utilize everybody. It can't be a game where Tre'Davious Green is the only receiver. It can't be where Berrion Brown is the only receiver. They're going to have to run the football. They're going to have to be. They're going to have to stick with running the ball so they can possess the football, keep A&M's offense off the field, and when they get inside the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. They got to get touchdowns. Field goals will not win this game on Saturday night.
Yeah, and it seems as though A&M has a pretty good defensive backfield, right?
Yeah, they're very opportunistic. Again, they've got really some standout players all across the defense, from their defensive ends to their linebackers to, as you pointed out, their secondary. So it's a challenge. There's no two ways about it. And I think LSU, which has struggled mightily on offense, they've yet to score more than 20, or actually they haven't scored 25 points against an FBS opponent all year. That's one of two teams in Power 4 football. So if they're going to turn it on, as what we talked about moments ago, if they're going to avoid taking another loss and possibly putting their team goals in jeopardy, they're going to have to score points, and I frankly think they're going to have to score more than 24. As good as LSU's defense is, they're going to have to put some points on the board.
The Aggies' offensive line, I think I was reading somewhere, it's like ranked number 2 in the SEC. Hardly any sacks, I think total of 7 so far this year, if my memory serves me correct. So they do a pretty good job of hanging in there for their quarterback, Marcel Reed.
Yeah, no, they've done an excellent job. I mean, I think when I look at this Texas A&M offense, the first thing that jumps out is, as they refer to them in College Station, the Maroon Goons, and that's the offensive line. They're a veteran group. I think close to 200 snaps combined for this offensive unit up front. They average, I think, don't quote me on this, somewhere in the neighborhood of 317 pounds. And as you said, they have protected Marcel Reed, a guy that, again, is a true dual-threat quarterback. And I think, you know, we remember last year's game after Connor Wegman was knocked out of the game and LSU was kind of in contention. Marcel Reed took over and just ran roughshod over LSU defensively. And while that is a major concern in this one, and he is a true dual threat quarterback, he's made strides in the passing game. I mean, when you look at his stats in the SEC as a quarterback, yards per game, yards per completion, completion percentage, touchdowns thrown, he can do it with his arm. And he's got two really good receivers that transferred in, and Concepcion is one of them. And those guys are averaging like 15 and 17 yards per catch. So, yeah, between the offensive line, Marcel Reed, a really good running back, and Ruben Owens, and two top-notch receivers, this is a well-balanced offense. And you can look at this team on the year. They're 7-0 for the first time since 1994 as a program. They're the second straight year they've started off 4-0. But they've won games in different ways, as you pointed out. They won a shootout against Arkansas last week, 45-42. They won a game earlier in the season on the road at Notre Dame, I think 41-40, in a last-second-ditch effort. And at the end of the day, they've also won it with defense. Go back to the Auburn game where the offense wasn't really clicking, and they were able to hold Auburn to 10 points and win 16-10. So when you look at this team, statistically, and when you turn the film on, there's not a lot of glaring weaknesses for Mike Elko's squad. If there is one that I think LSU has an advantage in, and this comes to the LSU fans, and hopefully there's going to be 102,000 strong tomorrow night, they are, I think, near the bottom in penalized teams. I think they're averaging about 8 for nearly 70 yards a game. So the LSU fans can have a real impact if they can just get loud, get in the ear hole early and often, and maybe make things difficult for them to operate.
I've heard you say this many times, Chris. I mean, that's the dynamic of and the ingredients of a good team is figuring out ways to win, right? Not always just consistently with running or passing or combination of both. It's defense stepping up and being able to exploit the mishaps of your opponent.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be complementary. I mean, and I know that's a term that's been used a lot this season. But, you know, when you look at some of the games, especially the two losses, there wasn't enough consistency. And when there was a great flash of performance, either on the offensive side or the defensive side, you know, they weren't working in tandem. I mean, you go back to last week, it's a perfect example. They had trouble getting Vandy off the field. They only had 4 possessions, did LSU, in the first half. Well, that's a defensive problem. Now you move to the fourth quarter. You cut it to 3. You cut it to 10 with about 13 minutes to go, a little over 13 minutes to go. The defense gets 2 back-to-back stops, forces the first 2 punts of the game by Vanderbilt, and LSU comes away with negative 10 yards on offense. You know, so again, trying to put that complementary football in tandem at the same time has been the key. And when you look at LSU last week against Vanderbilt, they tore up the track between the 20s. But I think Vandy had 9 possessions, 4 touchdowns. LSU had 8 possessions and 2 touchdowns, and the rest were field goals. That's the difference in the game. And it was very similar in the matchup against Ole Miss earlier this season. So, you know, that's your concern. You got to put it all together. Coach Kelly last night on the radio show said that they talked about it ad nauseum. About putting it together and being more physical. He feels like they will be on Saturday, and goodness knows they're going to have to, or things can get out of hand very quickly against a big defensive and offensive front for Texas A&M. They win the battle at the line of scrimmage. That's why they're off to a 7-0 start.
They are, much like what I said about the Chicago Bears for the Saints last week, I said, man, I had watched the Bears play the week before. I said, they are physical. And I watched a little bit of that game last weekend with Texas A&M, and it was an ugly football game, but they were physical. I mean, they're hitting all over the field. They're flying all over the field. They're not just going to sit back on their heels, right? And it's interesting. Now you talk about this every now and again about history. The A&M's not won in Baton Rouge since 1994. That's pretty incredible when you think about it, right?
Absolutely. You know, LSU, for a long time, this, you know, again, they have faced each other going back before A&M was a member of the SEC. This is a long history between these two teams. But since the SEC, LSU had a long streak where they hadn't lost a game in SEC play to Texas A&M. Of course, that was ended with the 7-overtime game that changed the overtime rules. And over the last 8 meetings, it's been the home team. So this really, whether you like it or not, as an LSU fan, has become a rivalry just simply because both teams have had their share of wins over the last 8 seasons. And again, the one last record, if you will, with an upper hand is Texas A&M is 0-6 since entering the SEC and playing at Tiger Stadium. You know, and there's a lot of other history that goes along with us. Again, as I'm sure following the game last Saturday, this week, it's been a tough week for Tiger fans. They've got a lot of questions. They've got a lot of anger. I certainly understand that. But there is some history in LSU's favor in this matchup. Not only is Texas A&M 0-6 since an SEC member at Tiger Stadium, LSU's 20-1 at night under Coach Kelly, playing at Tiger Stadium. On top of that, the Tigers, I believe, are 6-1 following a loss under Coach Kelly when the next game is at home at Death Valley. So, again, there's some optimism there. If you lean on history a little bit, I think you that's one glimmer of hope coming up in this matchup. And lastly, I'll say, when I look at both Texas A&M and LSU, taking nothing away from a 7-0 start, again, the only remaining unbeaten team in the SEC, Newell, is the Texas A&M Aggies. However, the toughest part of their schedule begins Saturday. Again, they've got wins over Auburn. They got the win over Arkansas. They got a win over Florida and a win over Mississippi State. Now, again, no disrespect to those teams, but that's not the top and upper echelon of the SEC. They don't have, I think, as difficult a schedule remaining as LSU does. But they're going to be tested, I think, in conference play for the first time coming up on Saturday. And LSU, the same can be said. I mean, we talked about how important this matchup is. Again, you go on the road to Tuscaloosa, you get a fired-up Arkansas team with a really good quarterback that can put points on the board. Then you got Western Kentucky, and obviously you finish the year at Oklahoma, which there's not – a better stingy defense out there than the Sooners. So both teams have a lot yet to be played. I wouldn't yet crown Texas A&M in the same way I wouldn't write off LSU here in week 8.
Yeah, I agree with you, though, with the statement you made earlier, because I've been watching Alabama, and they are getting progressively better week after week after week. And I think they might be the toughest win that to have on LSU's schedule.
Well, I think it all comes down to the atmosphere on Saturday.
Yep, no doubt, no doubt. Tigers and the Aggies, Saturday night. We will be listening, as always, Chris Blair. We truly appreciate the time. We understand how busy you are, and our audience just slops this up when they hear from you. So thank you so much for joining us.
No, you're being too kind, and it's always a pleasure to be on the big one and join you on Friday.
Thank you, sir. Have a great weekend. Let's get a victory, please.
I'll do my part.
Need to have a good week next week. Got the Saints and the Tigers. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us. We'll visit with Mike Haas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When we come back. Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Mike Haas, voice of the New Orleans Saints, as the 5-2 Buccaneers come in to battle the 1-6 Saints at the Caesars Superdome. 3:05 kickoff. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Noel. Appreciate it. Yeah, 3:05. No changes. Everybody gets to sleep in. No clock changes. None of that yet. Just enjoy and get there early.
So Tampa Bay's in the lead of the NFC South at 5-2. Carolina's at 4-3. Atlanta at 3-3, and we're at 1-6. Let's start out with injuries. Two starters on the front line out. Is that right?
For the Saints or
the Saints,
Tampa?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've with the injury to Eric McCoy and Kendre Miller, you know, both done. You know, so. It's just been kind of an issue all season trying to get your starting five out there from an offensive line standpoint. Never really were able to keep it cohesive. Trevor didn't start there, then Caesar got hurt, and then Eric's bicep injury. So, it kind of is what it is. It's hard to – Tampa's been dealing with it pretty much all season in particular positions, but they've seemed to have – managed it fairly well. They're so used to it now, I don't think they even know any different at this juncture. But yeah, that's the situation for the Saints.
So, Baker Mayfield comes in. They had a rough go of it this past week. I guess it was Monday night against Detroit, if my memory serves me correct.
Yep.
They really didn't play their kind of football throughout that game. They had a couple of opportunities to get back into the game, and Detroit was actually able to shut them down because they have had some comebacks this season already that have kind of storied, right?
Yeah, four fourth quarter comebacks for Baker. You know, he had four total in 22, 23, and 24. So four already through seven games. They've been final drives. Yeah, if you're going to be up on Tampa, you better be up two scores late because they've had they've had opportunities even in the Philly game, which was a loss. And they were down a score and had some down eight, but had some opportunities. But yeah, this team feeds off of him. He's playing probably as well as he's played in years, although you're right, he is coming off of a very subpar performance against Detroit. But I really give that to the Detroit defense. I mean, They harassed him. They tackled well. They just swarmed the football. Whoever had it, running back, receiver, man, they were just awesome defensively. And just, you know, he's when Baker starts throwing off his back foot, he starts throwing it high. He was off the mark. They didn't run the ball particularly well, him per se. I think their longest play in the first half was 11 yards. So, they're you know, when they don't have the magic, it was his lowest percentage-wise from a completion percentage in the 50s, and that's basically how it's been in their two losses. It's been his lowest percentage, though he was not good in week one against Atlanta, where they won, but Atlanta missed a field goal. They could have tied it at the very end. So, and this team kind of, they go as Baker goes. Not everybody has been able to force him off the mark as well as Detroit did consistently. And he lost Mike Evans in the second quarter. I mean, they've just been without him. Omega Ibuka just has been unbelievable for a rookie. That'll be the game kind of within the game. Saints young DBs against him and Ted Johnson, Cameron Johnson. And they've got some young guys because they're hurt. You know, they've been hurt at wide receiver, Chris Godwin and Mike Evans. And so, yeah, but yet they're 5-2. They have found a way. They did so in Seattle. They did so against the Jets, you know, in week three. They did so in week one where they came back, scored late Atlanta, week two, Houston. So you if you're going to be up on them, you better get up and more than one score, because one score late, if he's got the football, it's typically bad things happen.
Well, we should be a little motivated, right? Because Baker Mayfield has publicly said he hates the Saints. They play dirty football.
All we got to do is bring
a dose of that, right?
Right. Thank you. I mean, I appreciate it. Thank you, Baker. Not that we needed it, but I think it's insane. But that's how he feels, and we feel the same way. Me personally, I mean, to me, they're getting into Atlanta territory.
Yeah, exactly.
That'll happen when you knock the Saints out of the playoffs in 20, and then win the division henceforth. So, but yeah, I was a little surprised just because of the way they've been playing, and why poke the 1-6 bear when it's really not necessary. But thank you.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting that's the situation. Obviously, we need to shut the run down. We talk about this all the time, right? And contain this guy Mayfield, but we haven't done that very well. So,
no.
I mean, if we could bring it anything close to what Detroit did, we might be able to stay in the game. Otherwise, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, that's the key. Even if you do it on first and second with Rashad White, they'll be without Bucky Irving, but they have Sean Tucker and Rashad. And then, you know, with Baker, you know, when he gets in third and eight, third and nine, third and, you know, longer, unlike Caleb Williams last week, who to me was difficult, but he stayed behind the line. He was kind of like playing keep away more than anything else. But Baker's a north-south guy. And he reads the pocket and feels the pressure in the pocket as well as anybody, kind of ducks under things, and all of a sudden he pops out of the tunnel and, you know, nothing but green in front of him. But you're right. I mean, it's that way when you talk about stopping the run every week, but when teams don't, it puts the pressure on your defense. And quite frankly, I flip it. I like the Saints have not run the ball well at all in the last 3 weeks. And that's not been a factor really since the Buffalo game. Under 100 yards. And so you've got to figure out a way and if that's short passes, that's short passes. But you've got to expect a lot of blitz from this Todd Bowles defense. And he will blitz with safeties and DBs, which means the young, you know, running backs like Devin Neal. They got to pick it up, one, and then also kind of be a relief valve in the route system.
20 defensive sacks for them, ranked 7th in the NFC, 5 interceptions, ranked 11th, and they're plus 4 on turnover differential. These are all things to be concerned about.
Yeah, the Saints were plus 4 a week ago. You know, that's how fast it can change to go from plus 4 to plus 1, and they were, you know, I think tied for 4th or whatever it was. You know, where Tampa is now, tied for 7th at plus 4, but when you go on the road and you give it away, you dropping a couple of spots at that juncture is crucial. There's a lot of, you know, if we just talk statistics and rankings, they're kind of, for a team that's one that's 5-2 and one that's 1-6, you would say they're very close in a lot of areas. I mean, Tampa has given up defensively, they give up an average of 25 points a game. The Saints give up 26.6. You know, it's the scoring aspect. You know, they score almost 25, and the Saints score 18. Well, that's 7 points, man. That's a touchdown. You got to find a touchdown somewhere. And thus far, this team has not been able to do so until it's late. And the one, I would say, I don't know if it's called a bright spot, but the Tampa's struggled in the first quarter. They've not really gotten off to great starts, but they've had amazing fourth quarter comebacks. But you can, this falling behind, either because they've scored your opponent two straight drives or their opening drive and you don't score, you start the second quarter down, you start the third quarter down, it's just been the same story. You just got to find a way to change the script. I don't, irrespective of how that's done, just playing from behind equals 1-6.
Yeah. And because you're doing that, you're not winning games by a lot of points. I mean, the biggest spread was 11 points against San Francisco, and every other game was either 1 or 2 points or a field goal that they were able to win by.
I think it's their average win, if you take out the 11-point win, is 2.25, something like that, very close, because the games have been close. This is a team that's 5-2. They've been in victory formation once. Right, because they're just battling and battling to the end. I mean, they listening to the Seattle game, Seattle scores late to take the lead, but then Tampa runs right down the field, scores it to tie it. Now Seattle, you're thinking, has got time with Sam Darnold to go down and kick a field goal. It takes nothing now to kick a winning field goal if you get decent field position, and Darnold coughs it up, and boom, just like that, Tampa field goal, get on the plane, 3-point victory.
So what, you know, here we are, we're at 1-6 now. Everybody wants to see the backup quarterback. I'm not in that number. I think, you know, I don't see any really benefit at 1-6 to do this. I think you give Spencer the opportunity to show what he's got. I think he's, even though he's had a bad game, I think he's improved a lot from the beginning of the season already, and I think there's more for him to learn. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think, and you know, if you're looking for reasons not to, this is the only team he knows, right? This is the first, this is the latest the Saints have ever played a division opponent, week 8. And this is the third time he's playing Tampa Bay in 15 games, about once every 5 games. So, you know, this is the only team. He's never played Atlanta. He's never played Carolina, period. So, you know, I think he benefited greatly. If you looked at the first half of the final game last year where they played in Tampa, probably looked as his best at the time from a starting standpoint. Couldn't continue it in the second half. But, yeah, I think he finally got a quarterback that hasn't played a ton, and he's about to play a team for his third time. And even though they've got injuries, Tampa's defense and Tampa across the board, it just sounds like it's the same guys, right? Just Jamel Dean, Lavonte David, Servoise Dennis, you know, Vita Vea, Greg Gaines. It's just like Kayvon Merriweather. I mean, it just almost sounds, you know, like it's 3-4 years ago defensively. So, yeah, I think this is, you know, let him go out there and see how he does against Tampa again.
So, do you get the sense we'll see more of Taysom Hill in this game?
I don't know. That one's a tough one to read because you really haven't. catching a pass, throwing a pass, but and, you know, the obvious, you know, third and one, but obvious to us is also obvious to the opponent. So I don't know. It hasn't been a lot, 12, 13 snaps. So it's, and it's always, well, it's driven by the situation, but, you know, sometimes you're going to have to dictate the situation a little bit. So I don't know, but I feel like it's possible. I don't think it will be as much, maybe it's running or, you know, maybe catching the ball or throwing the ball. He had the 19-yarder to Juwan Johnson. So that's a question that's hard to answer because you think you will, but they really haven't.
Yeah. And we really haven't seen much play of Foster Moreau either at tight end.
Yeah, he's getting snaps, but he's just not really getting the ball. He had the 9-yard reception, but his snaps are, you know, he's kind of working his way back. It doesn't surprise me that they're kind of working on both of them back, kind of gradually to let them test, you know, their respective knees and get hit and do things. So I feel like, you know, Foster's about where I thought he would be from a snap standpoint at this juncture. I just want him to kind of be more of a threat, take some pressure off Juwan Johnson, but because they do a lot of, you know, two tight end sets. I think, again, that you will. It's just, does he get more targets? You know, that's the question.
Yeah. So sum this up for us. What needs to happen for the Saints?
Well, I would, if you could steal the script from Detroit, because that worked pretty well. Their defense just got after them, and they got after the football. They tackled well. You tackle well and get off the field on third down, none of which the Saints have done well. You know, you make it a ball game. You don't let them get out in front early, and you do what you did on the last drive of the second quarter and the first drive of the third quarter. You take some shots. If it doesn't work, ain't nobody going to blame you. Take some shots. See if it works. Yeah.
At 1-6, in some demented sense, in Newell Norman's mind, there's some liberation there, right? You take chances.
Yeah, but quite frankly, I would have felt that way at 1-5.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm just a little more conservative than you.
Like, yeah, I mean, I'm like, believe me, Deuce says it all the time. They'll come to the line when if they've made a big play, like got a turnover, whatever, you know, and they're in at the opponent 45 or their own 45. They take a shot. Take a shot. That's what he, yeah, I mean, you absolutely. Listen to the guy, he says it, you know, take a shot. Take a shot. So, yeah, I'm behind him.
Well, we'll be there live, so we're going to the game Sunday. I'm looking forward to it, the 3:05 start, and we certainly hope that they're able to bring home a victory.
Yeah,
it would be
different.
Nice.
I agree, yeah. And then you go on the road for two, but then you finally get your bye week. And so, yeah, they don't have a ton of home games left. Next two on the road, then you get Atlanta after that, so you got to make them all count now.
Absolutely. As always, we truly appreciate your time, your insight. Mike Haas, voice of the New Orleans Saints. That game starts at 3:05, guys, so keep that in mind. We'll be right back. Thank you, Mike. We'll be right back. Check in with Ian Hoke, who's in for Scoot.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We return. So folks, don't forget, high school football fans, get ready for week 8 of our Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup. Join Ian Ozan and Coach Lou Valden tonight at 7 for the most comprehensive high school football show in America. WWL will broadcast live from the St. Charles Catholic Bell Chase game. The other big games include John Curtis at Jesuit, Archbishop Rummel at Holy Cross, Hammond at Covington, Warren Easton at Edna Carr, and Salmon at Slidell. Get ready for Friday Night Lights, the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup presented by Acadian Companies and Dr. Pepper tonight from 7 to 10:30 only on WWL. And folks, hope to see as many of y'all at the Saints game on Sunday. Looking forward to that as well. Monday. So that we have this, we will have Jason Hughes and Cindy Nguyen, the candidates for District E, in their debate with Dave Cohen and myself. Darren Lombard will join us. His opponent, Calvin Duncan, refuses to debate him. So we will have Darren Lombard alone on Monday. Those will take place at 10 and 11, and then Guy Williams will join us at 12 as usual. It's a little interesting that candidates are refusing to debate other candidates. Not sure why that is. Not clear as to what you fear. It's an opportunity to tell your story, and no one can tell your story better than you can, but obviously, there are those that are not willing to tell their story, not willing to say where they stand on these issues. And as you sit across from your opponent, I mean, you know, ran three different elections and obviously had to debate opponents quite a few times in that process. I always thought it was a healthy process. If you don't believe in what you have to say in front of your opponent, I don't know what else you would do. So it'll be interesting, but we're set up for Monday, and I hope you guys listen in as early voting starts on November 1st, Saturday, November 1st. They're closed on November 2nd, and it continues from Monday through Saturday, November 8th. And the election date is the following Saturday, November 15th, for the runoff. And we will get BGR back on to talk about one of the other issues that's going to be on the ballot as well on the 15th, which is the New Orleans City Attorney Charter Amendment. And we'll talk about what BGR's thoughts are about that. So stay with us. We'll be right back. We'll check in with Ian Hoke, who's in for Scoot. So we're joined by Ian Hoke, who's in for Scoot. Congrats on your engagement, Ian.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Gosh, I guess the word's getting around. I got a couple text messages about it this morning. You're letting me know. Hey, I know I already talked to you about this. I'm very excited for today's show. We're going to spend the first hour speaking with Gary Tyler. That's a name that's going to be familiar to a lot of our listeners who are around in the 70s. He spent 40 years in Angola for a murder that he did not commit. He has a new book, Stitching Freedom, about finding beauty in dark places. It's going to be great.
Ian Hoke's up next. Stay tuned. Have a great weekend.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.